Welcome students. Welcome to this learning platform of Odisha State Open University. To this episode, we are discussing about scope and importance of management. What is scope? When we discuss about scope, we do discuss about the geographical and functional. Geographically, location wise, if we discuss, management has scope in every sphere, every locality, every types of organization. Now, there is a scope of management in formal organization, informal organization, formal organization like industries, which can be again divided into service sector, production sector. Informal organization like any play group, you must be having many play groups, you must be member of many clubs which are not legally registered. So those are the informal organization. Similarly, it has scope in large organization, small organization. Large organization, more manpower, more technology. Small organization, less technology, minimum number of people may be there. It may be a profit organization, it may be a non-profit organization. It may be an international organization, it may be a local organization. So all type of organization, management is relevant, or management is required in all type of organizations. Now with regard to functions, when we are discussing about functions, it has wide areas where it is applicable, like typical areas, production sector, service sector. In a production sector, how the material to be produced, from where the raw material will be coming, from where human resource will be coming, from where technology is coming, how to bring it and how to produce, how to market, all are important in production sector. In service sector, how to bring the adequate human resource with knowledge and skills, and how to give satisfaction to the customers. So typically we are talking about whether it is product sector or a service sector. Management is relevant everywhere, or management is required every type of organization. Now if you go to more detail into function, it can be human resource function, it can be marketing, it can be finance, it can be system management, it can be production management. In human resource management, it starts with human resource planning. How to plan? How many human resources are required? From where you will get this human resource? Then, perhaps after that, how to select? What is the recruitment process? And after selection, how to induct them in organization? How to give them roles and responsibility to be carried out in the organization to fulfill organizational goal? Next could be the performance appraisal, so that they can motivate and you can manage their performance. Maybe training is required, then maybe grievances, you need to handle grievances of people. So this is human resource aspect. Then in the marketing field, you have 5 P's, starting maybe from where you will place, where you will do the production, maybe price, maybe promotion. So management is relevant in marketing. And market research, what is the demand of people? How much demand is there? What should be the cost? Similarly, with regard to finance sector, finance is called as the blood of the organization. And in finance management, how to budget the things, how to report the things, all these are important in financial management. Similarly, production and operation management. And to that extent, in other field of management, it has a wide scope. So any manager, management graduate, or anybody having managerial skills can be adopted in wide variety of organizations. Now we'll go to the importance of the management. Importance with regard to achieving the objective of the organization. Management is always there to achieve the objective of the organization or goal of the organization. When we are discussing about objective of the organization, it has to be achieved in effective and efficient manner. Now these two terminology needs to be further clarified. What is efficiency? Efficiency talks about minimum utilization of resources to get maximum output. That means you utilize minimum resource, human resource, and raw material to get maximum output. In other sense, people talk about wastage reduction. If you reduce the waste, automatically productivity will be increased. This is efficiency. Take a simple example. Let's say you want to post a letter in the post office, which is 5 kilometers away from your home. And you can go by walk, you can run, you can utilize your vehicle, maybe a bike, maybe a car, you can hire an auto, you can hire Ola or Uber, so many ways you can achieve it. But if you are efficient, what will you be doing? Efficiency talks about minimum utilization of resources. Resource can be time, resource can be your energy, resource can be money. Now, if somebody is going to the post office, if you ask him to drop the letter in the post office, perhaps your work is done. Maybe if you are a manager, you will be making a call once or twice to ensure that the letter is dropped in the post office. So this is efficiency. What is effectiveness? Effectiveness talks about achieving the objective in an ethical manner. It's not only achieving the objective, it is achieving the objective in an ethical manner. Now, if you are not effective, then there is no point of discussing about efficiency. First thing, you have to be effective. Target has to be achieved by the manager, but through ethical way. So after efficiency and effectiveness, we'll discuss about further importance of management. Importance of management is in organization not only to achieve the objective, but also utilizing minimum resources. It tries or try to find out how to utilize the resources in an efficient way. Let's say you are having a room and you are occupying the room maybe once in a while, only in festive occasion when the guests are coming to your house, the room is occupied, let's say guest room. Is it the optimum use of that house? Maybe no. How do you make it optimum utilization? Nowadays, there are many advertisements and many groups are interested to take that house. You can contact them, give that room for rent for a specific period. In that sense, the house is used in an efficient manner. Now, manager's job in organization is similar. Man and machines, both has to be used in an efficient way. Machines are more focused by the managers, because unless machines has the durability or longevity for a particular period, and it has to be utilized within that period in an efficient manner. Another important aspect of management, that it generates employment. A manager always tries, or management always tries, to induct people inside the organization, and by that providing employment to many. Then it also talks about generation of further opportunity for ancillary sectors. If we are starting one organization, it also provides opportunity other sectors to grow as feeder to your organization. Then it also talks about outcome and output, and it also talks about survival and growth. When we are talking about outcome and output, what is outcome and what is output? Outcome is the immediate effect, output is the immediate effect, outcome ancillary or the subsidiary effects on the society. When you are talking about survival and growth, management always wants the organization to grow. Nobody likes to be stagnant. As you want to grow physically, mentally, professionally, similarly, every organization needs to be grown. I hope you have understood the importance and scope of management. Thank you.